Dom, the Get Up Power Hour. Boom, 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 boom. I'm your host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like a cinder block in a pile of leaves, baby. Welcome to the greatest hour of radio that you are ever going to hear in your entire life. And we're talking about motivating, inspiring, positivity, picking your head up, faith over freaking fear. That's what we do here every week, 1 p.m. right here on 1520 WCHE on the Get Up Power Hour. We drop it like it's hot because you know it is. I am your host, Mark Hayford, Mark with a C. What's up, Get Up Army? Hope you're having an awesome week. It's been a little crazy. We're gonna cover all this, man. But you know what? A show like this, I get so excited before we go live on the air because I think we need messages more like this. I'm done with the divisiveness. I'm done with the fear mongering. I'm done with the everybody fighting and the uncertainty and the darkness out there. This show, we light up the darkness. That's what we do. That's when we put guests on that are gonna do it. And that's the message that I take pride in giving out to you guys with the power of this microphone or my iPhone, since I'm doing it live from my house every single week. Now, today we have a very special guest, me, and I can't wait because I got so much that I want to share with you guys. The biggest problem, I was telling my wife this, that I'm having with doing this week's show is there's so much that I want to get into. It's kind of hard as far as, like, where do you cut it off? Where do you start? Because this could be like a whole day seminar. Today I want to talk about how we can take control. And I'm not talking about trying to take control of things that we don't have any control over. I'm talking about taking control of ourselves, our lives, to put ourselves in the right direction that we need to go so we can either smash goals or get a goal or just take the next step or just get your feet on the floor out of bed, because that's hard to do sometimes, right? So that's what's going to be. I want to talk about discipline. I want to talk about motivation. There's a war, and people are trying to divide the two of them. I want to get to that a little later in the show. And I want to talk about the journey of this show and how it came about and how it's been a dream come true for me and how I believe opportunity creates opportunity and where we're going to be going with this and what you can be looking for. Because there's some big things that are coming up, and I'm excited about it. So first off, if you're just jumping on, welcome to the program. It is 1520 WCHE. This is the Get Up Power Hour. You are living the greatest day of your life right now. Yes, you are. Come on now on Thursday, May 7th, 2020. What's up? Now, look, if you're out there on social media, I'd like to connect with you. So follow me. I follow back. Reach out. DM me, PM me. I'm out there on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok. I'm everywhere. All right. If there's a platform, I'm out there. Let's connect. Let's do that. And I'm also going to encourage you. Some of you may be live streaming this off my website right now. If not, go check it out. MarkHayford.com. It's Mark with a C. We got videos. We got pictures. We got, we got brownies. We have, no, there's no brownies, but there's live radio interviews. There's all kinds of reviews. There are both of my number one books, Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life, and 365 Days of Encouraging You to Attack Life. And I'm going to get back to them in a second. If you're more of an audio person and an audio learner and listener, go out to audible.com and you could download Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life. And if you like podcasts, just last week, it was so exciting. We went over our 300th podcast. And it's on SoundCloud. It's the Get Up Podcast. Every single day, a brand new podcast drops. Now, they could be 4 minutes long. They could be 13 minutes long. It's very organic. It's very natural. There's no filter, and it's raw. It's very raw. It's holding back. Like if we were having a phone conversation, only it's a podcast. So there's no FCC. There's no filter. And that's, like I said, on SoundCloud. It's an app, or go to SoundCloud.com. It's the Get Up Podcast. Now, look, if we are connected, guys, every single night for Facebook and Instagram, I do a double live. And it's crazy. I think it's the 53rd tonight because I started doing them when this whole timeout thing happened. And the purpose of me doing them is not because I have nothing better to do. As a matter of fact, I've been so busy as of late, kind of exciting, and I'm going to get into that. But I wanted to create something where we're going to have this social media. We can use it for good. We can come together for it. And it's a platform that I'm going to utilize for that. So every single night at 7 p.m. on Facebook and Instagram, you can come on out there. You can be a part of it. People call it a show. Well, it's the Get Up live stream. I'm just streaming it live. And we do a different poll every night. We do a different topic, and we do a little mindset, a little bit of attitude adjustment, a little perspective. And we drop that in there and put a ribbon on it and good night till tomorrow. Okay. So that's Facebook and Instagram. Now, what a wacky freaking week since we talked last, friends. Last week, exactly last week, we were doing the last show of, was it the last show of April? I believe it was. Thank goodness. Let's get out of April 2020, right? And the power went out in my house for like 2 days. It felt like 2 years, but, and we were just able to get the show done, and then everything turned into the opening scene of The Wizard of Oz. I don't know what was happening here, but I think like 30,000 homes in Chester County lost power. It's pretty whack. So I'm glad that everybody's safe and we're kind of back to normal here. What a week, right? We had Star Wars Day. May the Force be with you, you nerd. I see you. Yeah, I watch it too, right? Okay. Then we had Cinco de Mayo. So the way I see it, I did my first live stream right after St. Patrick's Day. That was 50-something days ago. And now we go to Cinco de Mayo. So everybody went from Irish to Mexican in one quarantine and drinking the whole way through for different reasons. It's crazy. Let's shape up, people. Come on. What's going on out there? My goodness. Well, look, just getting on Get Up Pod. It's not the Get Up Podcast. See, there's so many Get Ups. It's the Get Up Power Hour. This is the most powerful hour of radio to adjust mindset, to adjust attitude. I'm living a dream come true right here as I get to talk to you. I was a little boy. It was the mid-80s, and I had a double-deck cassette boombox, like, right? And I would make tapes with my friends. We would do shows. We would have them, and I always wanted to do radio. We got a little bit older, and we would do year-end countdowns and had friends that are DJs, and, you know, I would host, and they would spin and whatever. And then I actually, when I grew up, I became a DJ, and for the past 20 years, I get to do parties and all that, and I love it. But in saying all that, having a radio show, having a platform has always been a dream come true. So I want to thank you for being part of my dream come true, but I want to tell you how this even happened. Man, you know, a couple of years ago, I started writing this book, and I had so many different name titles for it. I kind of didn't know, and it was just, you know, it's been years, man. I've had so many different life experiences, like so many of us have had. I've had military, I've had blue collar, I've had white collar. I've, you know, owned things. I've the entrepreneurial road. I was a professional wrestling ref and made it to the WWE. You know, I mean, everything from that to like, I was a mailman. From that to I was a lead singer in a Christian rock band. From that to, you know, owning your own DJ company. From that to I was the playground monitor for my kid's school. Like, you know, like everything, right? Just experiencing life. And, you know, the more places I would experience, the more people I would run into, and I would just see so many people that would be playing on this low frequency, this low vibration. And so many times, so many people were holding back. And it's this mindset, it's these paradigms that people are trapped in. It's like these, it's like a program that's running in the background of your computer screen or your video game. You don't even see it, but the program's there and it's running. And a lot of times we didn't even program it ourselves. Other people did it for us. It's things that we were told or we heard or we believed about ourselves. And then, you know, we started hashtag adulting and grew up, and a lot of people have lost that spark for life. And I want to bring the message that, well, you know what, we're not getting more time. And this crap where people just tiptoe safely till they get to their deathbed, I'm not buying it. I think you got to take this gift that you're given, this life that you have, and you got to live all out now, and you got to play all out. And what I did was I wrapped it up, and I you know, but so many people have said to me, once I drop my first book, people go, I'm going to write a book. Okay, good. Well, how do I write a book? Well, the first thing you do is you start writing the book. If you have all these ideas in your head, that's great. But you know what? Get them out. Get them out on paper and then take this jigsaw puzzle and put it together. And that's exactly what I did. I never took a formal writing class. And I didn't go to college for that. Matter of fact, I went to college for like a year. Went to Kane College in Union, New Jersey. Jersey! For like a year. I walked in. I was like, oh, man, you got to read? Out of here. And then hashtag author, go figure. So I put this book together, and then I go on Facebook, and I say, hey, what do you guys think we should call it? And, you know, and there was different votes. And what I somehow, I to be honest with you, I don't even really remember how, but Get Up became the title of this book. And dropped it, you know, pulled it together in 2017 and dropped it. And here's the thing. I did researching, and now there's so many things I would have done different, which I am doing different. But when I looked at the landscape of what the possibilities were, how you can get a book out and you know, talking to people and doing my own research, I decided I was going to self-publish, and I was going to do it through Amazon, and I was going to put it in the category of self-help is one of the categories because there's many. And I wasn't going to wait for a bunch, for somebody else, anybody else, let alone a bunch of dudes sitting around with, you know, drinking their lattes with their suits on, telling me when they think my idea is good enough, if it's good enough, when the world's ready for it. We needed it yesterday. So I put this book out, and it sold two copies. I bought one, and I think my mom got the other. That was January, what, 30th, 31st, 2018. I'll never forget this. It's February 1st, 2018, or February, whatever, beginning of February. And it was a Thursday night. And I looked. No one else saw it because it wasn't on their radar. And I was building it up on Facebook. And, you know, I don't even think I had an Insta page at the time. And I said, hey, guys, you know, here's my book's going to be coming out. Well, that night, around, I don't know, 7-8 o'clock at night, I dropped a Facebook Live. And I said, guys, the book is out there. Tell your friends. Go get it. I think you'll love it. It's called Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life. And the whole premise of it's just this mindset of you know, stop holding back, to play all out, to leave it on the field, leave it in the ring, leave it on the court, leave it wherever it is, leave it in the classroom, leave it in the courtroom, leave it wherever. So at the end of the day, you can look in the mirror and say, I did everything that I was able to do. And don't worry about screwing up because you're going to screw up. Just fail forward, grow, get better. Failure's a teacher. Embrace it. It shows you what you need to work on. Go for it. That's the book. So I released the book. And I'm not kidding. I did the dishes like any new aspiring best-selling author will do. I made my kids lunches. Did some other couple things around the house, and I was kind of like the kid that knew where the Christmas presents were hidden or where you got my birthday presents under the bed, right? And I said I wasn't going to do it, but I was ready to pass out. And it was like right before midnight, and I said, all right, I'm going to – let me just look really quick. So I open up my laptop. I couldn't believe what I saw. I was stunned. I was humbled. I was emotional. I'm getting emotional thinking about it now. I can't even tell the story without reliving the impact of it. I looked and Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life, went number one in Amazon self-help category. Number one within 4 hours on Amazon. It totally disrupted the top 20 list that they had. It jumped over Gary Vaynerchuk's new book. It jumped over Jack Canfield's new book. It knocked out the previous number one book, like number two. And I don't believe in the competitive space. I believe in the creative space. But I was stunned that that many people gravitated towards the message. And then here's what happened. So that was a thing. That, wow. Now, I already would speak and give talks, you know, for whether it's about entrepreneur or mindset or, you know, a lot of the platform I used was that I was in pro wrestling. And, you know, so I would already do school assemblies and talk for smaller businesses and groups and things like that. But now you have the tag of a best-selling author with self-help, let alone. Then it got crazy because now I'm keynoting for galas and events and corporate and assemblies. And I'm flying to different parts of the country and I'm doing book fairs. And I've been in the circuit. I'm not going to lie. I've spoken to there's 2,000 people. People, talking, like this. And then I'm in a room and there's three and one of them is nodding off, falling asleep. I mean, I'm not joking. Like you want to be an author? That's what that looks like. You better shed your ego because you're going to get kicked in the teeth. And I talked about that last week. But then it started happening. Then I started getting these humbling messages from people, how they talked about how it helped them change their location in life, how they read Get Up and they lost weight, how they read Get Up and how they gained monetarily, how they quit their job and got a better job, how they're living life out, how they read the book and now they're just deciding to level up. They stopped drugs, they stopped alcohol, they joined a gym, they lost 90 pounds. Like, I've heard all these things. And it blows my mind, the power of your thoughts when you put them out there to the universe. Not everybody's going to dig it, but your tribe's going to come. Your group is going to hear it. The sheep run to the shepherd's voice, right? I'm not saying I'm a shepherd. I'm just saying, like, your message goes out there, it's going to get to the right people. Like, I'm not everybody's cup of tea, but some people need a latte. You feel me? So that whole caring about what other people think thing is crap. You need to shed that. But I put it out there. And then came the second book, 365 Days of Encouraging You to Attack Life, which is a thought of the day, which isn't limited. Okay, that went number one in the day it was released. It was my birthday, December 16th. 2018. 2018 was a pretty banging year. And then my wife said, "Hey, dummy, do a podcast. You have this daily thought of the day." And I said, "Okay." So I started the Get Up podcast. We just passed over 300. That's why I'm saying, go out to SoundCloud, bro. Check out the podcast. Click follow. Every time a new one comes up, you'll hear it. You can binge listen. It follows the book. After 300 podcasts, you get noticed. Now we got a radio show. Now we have this show. We got two books. We got a podcast. We have an army. Get Up Army. Love you guys. So appreciative of the support. It humbles me. And now here we are in 2020. We got diseases. We got quarantines. We got Chinese freaking murder hornets or whatever that's going on. There's what I read now. There's the unprecedented May snowstorm. What else? Go ahead. Keep going. What do you got? Because we're battle tested. We're getting through it. I was awakened in the middle of the night about a month ago. And it hit me like this. And I am wide awake. I'm talking middle of the night. Like, my wife is snoring. The cat's snoring. The dogs look like somebody shot them. Not a sound anywhere in the house. And I'm wide awake like it's daytime. I'm like, what? And then it hit me. Get up. So I took my own advice and I pulled together a book that I was pulling together and started feverishly retooling it, working it, putting it together. And I am more than excited to tell you that my third book, Light Up the Darkness, will see birth summer of 2020, hopefully before June is out. That's a soft date. Now, I'm going to talk more about it and get it on the radar more as the time gets closer, but I just talked to my editor today, Kayla Quinn. Just had her 21st birthday, and she's a beast when it comes to editing. Very meticulous, knows exactly my style, knows how to rip it apart and how to suggest things. It's coming. We're going to light up the darkness. And the premise of that book is what I feel like I'm the messenger, just bringing the message. So if you want to shoot the messenger, go ahead. But I'm putting out keys, aka chapters, that I believe can help people not just in tough times, but any times. And how to succeed, how to fight through, and how to keep going. Light up the darkness is coming. And that's what we try to do every week here. That's what we do every podcast. That's what we do every live stream. That's what I do every book. And that's what we're doing together. Now, we're going to light up our sponsors really quick. We're going to take a fast break. Fast break. So fast. It's so fast you wouldn't believe how fast it is. Yeah. And then we're going to come back. And when we come back, I want to talk about a key principle that I think we really, really need to focus on and that we need right now more than ever. You guys sit tight. Don't go anywhere. And we will be back right after these messages right here on 1520 WCHE on the Get Up Power Hour. Mark Haver coming at you like a cannonball on the freaking castle door. Woo! 1520 WCHE. It's the get up power hour. You know it is. This is the weirdest way to do radio ever. I literally, commercial break. I walked into my own home bathroom. I took a drink downstairs and I pet my cat. Who does that on radio? I don't know, but we're in unprecedented times, friends. You know what I'm saying? Yo, first of all. Welcome back to the show. Greatest hour of radio. Get Up Power Hour. We're talking mindset, attitude, positivity. What? You want it? I got it. We're bringing it. Hey, I don't know if you just heard the last advertisement. You heard Ron's Swap Shop, Ron McNeil. I got to listen. This wasn't part of my program, but I have to tell you, I smile when I hear the Ron McNeil commercial. First of all, I met this gentleman several times. He works at WCHE. This guy is beyond the swap shot. He's such an interesting dude. He's in his 80s and he still bodybuilds. Like he goes to the gym and like he was a former bodybuilder and like he's going and working out. We had this whole conversation about what gyms he likes and doesn't like and all that because, these people are in the way and this. It's like, I love it, man. Like there's no quitting that dude. You don't have to say get up to Ron from Ron's Swap Shop. Matter of fact, if you are a fan of WCHE and you listen to his show, when you call in, let him know that you're a listener from Mark Hayford for the Get Up Power Hour. And we were talking about him because he's such a cool guy, man. And I also want to give a shout out to the Duchess of Danger, the perennial millennial, Bree, who's at the station holding it down, making things happen, running this show, keeping it from going sideways from remote. So we always appreciate her. Everybody that runs the show on this station does. So Bree, thanks for what you're doing here. Oh man. I just told you a little journey of how we went from an idea to a best-selling book, to a second best-selling book, to a podcast, to a radio show, to another book that's going to be dropped. Light Up the Darkness is coming summer 2020. And I want to talk about some of the ingredients, a couple things here. There is a war that's going on. And it's funny, and look, I'm not talking about all the other stuff that everybody's talking about there on Facebook that you don't need to hear any more of because that's all you hear anymore. That's not what I'm talking about. There's a war on between like motivational speakers, inspirational speakers. First of all, you can't even call yourself a motivational speaker anymore because that's like taboo or something. Shut up. So many experts out here, right? A lot of experts that haven't done anything. I'm sick of that. I'm seeing all the sponsor ads and things, and hey, do you want to know how to make money? And shut up. Hey, remember this life coach, this person that you never heard of before. Like, we're in the information age. That's great, but you got to be a forward thinker. You got to think for yourself too. You can't be a sheeple, right? Because there's just too many people out there that want you to believe certain things for their own personal gain, and I ain't down with that. But I will tell you this: there is a big battle that was started. About a year and a half ago, and it's two key principles, and I want to talk about both of them because I think both of them are necessary, and both of them are something that we need right now. Well, I'm talking right now. I'm talking May freaking 7, 2020, right now, more than ever. And I think they actually work well together. But for whatever reason, this whole time we're living in, we're trying to create divisiveness. The news is trying it, and social media is trying it, and you know everybody's divided. We want to separate, and they started this thing, discipline versus motivation. And I've heard speakers, leaders, very educated people just say, oh, you got to get motivation out of your mouth. I don't want to hear about motivation. Whoa, bro. But before I go there, I want to talk about discipline. Discipline. Discipline is all the crap that you don't want to do that you should do, so now you can get to do the things you want to do. Right? That's what it is. Like Jeff Bezos, as B as in billionaire, right? Created Amazon, 12-hour days, 7 days a week, sometimes up to 2 or 3 a.m., shipping freaking books from his crappy little office. That's discipline. Larry Bird learning how to be ambidextrous and dribble with both hands when he had a broken ankle. That's discipline. One of my assistant football coaches, John Morgenthaler, shout out to Morgie, who hasn't had a sip of alcohol in the past almost 3 decades because he just made a decision. He was at a wedding and pushed away a pitcher of beer and says, I'm stronger than that pitcher. Discipline. Discipline. And too many people want to get rewarded for stuff too fast. We are so ADD, instantaneous, constant. Like, we're in the noisiest world ever. Like, it's so noisy. We're addicted to noise. And it takes focus. It takes over and over. Like, it's aggressive. Every ding, every tweet, every buzz, every update, every email, every whatever. We're trained to be distracted right now. This is the noisiest it's ever been in the history of history. I'm going to do a show on that next week. You remember Guns N' Roses? Of course you do, Sunshine. Come on. Welcome to the jungle. Right? Welcome to the jungle, Sweet Child of Mine. Paradise City. November Rain. Come on. Yeah. Of course, you know Guns N' Roses, right? How Axl Rose is such a great guy. Yeah. All right. Well, the guitar player, Duff, or is known by his parents, Duff McKagan. Hey, he was Rich Eisen, sports announcer, and has his own show. And it was about a year ago, and I guess Duff was on the show. And he suggested, Duff did, that the success of Guns N' Roses and all these other musical acts that sprouted from Seattle, you know, like the grunge era, right? He's from Seattle. And he's saying that whole grunge era that came after Guns N' Roses, I'm talking like Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, Mudhoney, on and on and on. They were fostered because, he says, and this is a direct quote, quote, I attribute the talent to one thing. It rains a lot there. So everybody goes to their garage and basement and plays. Okay. What? Like, it rained? Like, that's it? Like, did you just say Guns and freaking Roses were successful and spawned all these other groups because of the weather? Like, is that what this dude said? Like, pretty much, that's what he said. But my interpretation is repetition. It's all repetition. Like, you want to run the marathon, what do? You run repetitively. You want to train to sing the song or play in the band? You sing the song and you play in the band repetitively. You want to kick the goal in soccer, you work on kicking the ball repetitively. You rewire your brain, use your muscle memory, train it, retrain it, learn over and over and over and over and over and over and over again wins. So, like, do you go to the gym once, right? And you bust out some sit-ups and crunches and you're like, yeah, baby, abs for life, check this washboard. Go ahead. You want to touch it? Here, wait, hold on. Let me touch my bicep. Go ahead, touch it. It did curls. 20 years later, you're still golden? No, bro. Let me ask you something. So like, or unlike Duff, like, what's your basement where he was playing in? I mean, am I talking to a young, you know, college athlete? Is the baseball diamond? Is the football field? From my entrepreneurial friends, is it your network marketing biz that you refer to as your side hustle? Somebody's trying to grow their social media followers. I mean, what is it, somebody that's got this ever elusive freaking goal? Because here's the 411 here. Here's some good news, okay? You don't need it to rain. Like, sunshine doesn't have to go away to convince you that there's nothing else to do but, despite yourself somehow, become accidentally successful. Ouch. That sucked. Yeah, I know. But I'm just being honest. It's straight fire. You know it's true. You know it's true. I know it's true. You don't need to be told what to do. You just need to go and do it. And now we have more time than ever to do it. And whatever that it is that you want to become successful with, you need to do it over and over and over and over and over again until your brain is so rewired that it just comes natural to you. I have played some golf. Now, I haven't played since they'd opened up the golf courses. Probably better. I'm terrible at golf. I like it. I like being outside. I like having company with people. I love the strategies of it. I love that you have all these different clubs, a.k.a. woods and irons, or these weapons, a.k.a., you know, woods and irons, that you have to try to figure out what best works for you and then execute with it, kind of like you would with chess pieces. I love the, you know, seeing you outdoors on the nice days. How actually, believe it or not, golf will keep you in shape. You're hustling. When you're playing on pace, you're sweating. I do. I'm doing it wrong. But I'm not good at it. I only started playing when I was 45. Now, for people who've been playing since they're like 10, it's not that much for them to just step back into the season and start playing. For me, it's like, you know, sounds like a bag of sporks falling down the steps, right? It's terrible. Success is not what people want you to believe it is, because success is ugly, it's mundane, it's never-ending work, and it creates a lifestyle. It can create a life and a lifestyle and a legacy that can be enjoyed forever. Listen, check any recognizable current household name, okay? The game-changing historians from ancient times in the days of yore, to any celebrated biblical figure, historical figure. Look, success ain't pretty. No, sir. Success be a downright dogfight. And if you choose to pursue it, and you seriously want to be successful at something, you're setting yourself up for a big fat fail if you don't think discipline is going to be a big ingredient in that recipe. So I'm going to, if this ever was a debate, I want to end it, okay, once and for all. I want you to picture a ballerina. I want you to do two things. Now, look, I'm not a creeper. I'm not a mind reader. But let's be honest, your cell phone is like within your arm's reach right now, right? I mean, yes, it is. And maybe you're listening to me on it. But here's what I'd like you to do. When you pick up your phone, I just want you to listen for a second. I want you to think of a ballerina. Ballet and how it's beautiful and how the ballerinas are so elegant and they're flawless and they're beautiful and they're creating beauty. It's living art, and somehow they seem to just flow like water, and the little music's playing in the background. They're majestic. They represent beauty and tranquility and an expression of grace. Yeah. Now back to you for a second. Your phone. Okay. Want you to Google, open Google, go ahead, I'll wait, seriously, I want you to open up Google on your phone, and I want you to type this in: what success looks like ballerina, actually it's ballerinas, what success looks like ballerinas. What success looks like ballerinas? Type that into your phone. Now go to images. Ooh. Right? What's that first picture you see? What success looks like, ballerinas, is mesmerizing and yet somehow hard to look at in the same instance, right? Holy mother of pearl. Look at that. The busted up, beaten, bruised, bloodied, band-aid wrapped feet and toes. It represents something, though. That represents success. Success came from over and over and over and over again. And see, the world wants you to believe differently. We live in this freaking filter. Everybody swipes. Everything's beautiful. Everything's fake. That's real. That's what success looks like. And then you can put a pretty shoe on it and entertain. Success came from over and over and over and over again. In other words, it came from the repetition, and there's really no shortcut. Money. Boom. I know. You're welcome. I love you too. Get a Barmy. So here's the real deal, friends. This is where I try not to yell at you. You didn't even do anything, but it gets me hot, man. There's so much BS floating around out there, but there's not many waving that flag of actual achievement. So let's stop the microwave mentality and start to crockpot our mentality, okay? If we train ourselves to fall in love with the results, you're training yourself to lose, because results are occasional. You need to start training yourself and fall in love with the process, the work. My head football coach, I trained 14-year-old boys to do this. If an early teenage human being can master this, I'd like to believe that you at home, who actually has employment, may be responsible for people in that home other than just yourself, and you're adulting from day to day with all the stuff that's thrown at you, that you can do this simplistic, repetitive, daily, periodical thing that we all seem to complicate so much. So let's strip this down. It's basic, it's condensed, it's primitive, but it's so necessary. And if you can do repetition for whatever it is that you're doing, you are declaring your victory to the universe. So fall in love with the repetition and the discipline of doing it, because all the great ones do it. That's how they earn it. Again, 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 and again some more. Wax on and wax freaking off, boy-son. You see what I'm saying? That's how you win. That's what it takes. Victory starts with repeat. There's no way around it. So for everybody that wants to be insta-famous, you're insta-crazy. Woo! We're taking a break. We're going to be back. Because that's what I think about discipline. Wait till I tell you what I think about motivation. And I'm a little hot about this because people be hating on motivation. And I think it is so everly important. You give me 60 seconds and we're going to light this up, baby. You're listening to the Get Up Power Hour right here on 1520 WCHE. Holy mackerel. I love doing radio shows remote. All right. Yo, it's Mark Hayford. You're listening to the Get Up Power Hour right here, 1520 WCHE. I'm so hyped right now. First of all, I'm in trouble because we got a family text going on. My wife says, I do not snore. Well, honey, sometimes how would you know if you're sleeping, right? I'm just saying. Not, you know, maybe just on occasion. Sure, we all do. Don't worry. Don't be hating. Aristotle said, it is the mark of an educated mind to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it. That means if I'm saying something that you guys don't agree with, you can still listen and have your emotions in check enough to not have to buy into it or to buy into it or whatever. And that's what I'm going to suggest right now, that you just listen. Because this is the tail end of the show. It's the fourth quarter. It's the final lap. And I'm telling you, everybody's like, oh, discipline, discipline. Yes, yes. I was raised by my father, who was a Vietnam vet. All right? And in a time where, like, you know, if I did certain things I shouldn't be doing, I'm getting my head cracked in. Discipline was part of my upbringing, okay? So I'm all about it. You heard me just rant about it. So you understand my feelings on it. But what we're talking about here, friends, is the notion that there's some experts out there that are saying motivation is worthless. Worthless? Okay. So this trend started somewhere when I was pretty insignificant in the author slash podcasting slash radio world around 2017, 2018-ish. And these experts of the day started proclaiming this, and they're waving it around like a flag. And like I said, you, to even say that you're a motivational speaker, that's like somewhat taboo, right? So I saw the authors and motivational speakers or whatever we call them right now and get on interviews and write their books about how motivation and inspiration is trash. Yeah. So according to the circle of the ones who already have an established platform, motivation, and I'm not going to say their names, but motivation is insignificant. And the real key to success is discipline. So I'm going to get on that in a moment. But I've heard one speaker imply that motivation is meaningless because it comes and goes. So una momento, friends. Okay, a few books, I'll get to that in a second. A few books start mentioning it, a few interviews talking about it, YouTube, whatever, and then boom, the internet, we're off just like that, right? The anti-motivation campaign was born. Let's hear it for the freaking internet. Logan should read the World Wide Web where everyone can have a voice, even if it's wrong. All right, look, here's my thought on this. When you see, quote unquote experts push a thought and they got the machine backing them, it's easy to be enamored with them and their ideas. They think it's right, so it has to be right, right? Well, I guess I'm the guy that has this radical idea that the expert's radical idea is hot garbage. Maybe we should start thinking for ourselves. There's 7.7 billion people in the world. Don't let the opinion of one or two sway you into not being a forward thinker, friends. I'm spitting. My turn. I hate to be the lone party pooper here, but I'm a little confused by this whole anti-motivation trend. And quite frankly, this author and this motivational speaker, call me what you will, thinks the idea of motivation being garbage is garbage. You know, that whole, like, motivation is crap because it's useless, it comes and goes, like, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Everything comes and goes. You just use as much of it as you can to your benefit when it's here. You know, daytime, yeah, oh, well, look, it's here again. Day, every freaking day it's here. The sun shines. Doesn't mean it's crap, useless, or unimportant. Because it's going to go away tonight. But you better believe while it's here, I want to try to make the most of it. Wait, nighttime? Again? Let's party. Again. Better yet, let's go to sleep. Well, come to think of it, sleep comes and goes too, so sleep must be useless, right? I mean, why not? This is the theory we're going on. What about the trash men? Whoa, they only come once a week. Trash men must be insignificant. But they're not, because they have a heaping curbside pickup every time that they do. Your birthday? Well, would you look at that. Once a year, I personally have only had the chance to celebrate it. There's been some pretty cool presents. It better be when I do this year, too. Happy third birthday to my niece, Mary Jane. Yeah. So, like all the major things in life, sunlight, your birthday, trash pickup, they come and go. The great Jim Rohn once said, motivation is like bathing. It wears off. That's why we recommend it daily. You know what? I'm going to call him out. You see the videos, he's running, he's swearing, you know, all this other craziness. People love David Goggins. David Goggins said, quote, motivation is crap. Motivation comes and goes. He wrote the book Can't Hurt Me. My head football coach, my football players, they already have discipline. They've already put in the work. They've been, during the season, they train hard, hard. They go to school, they wake up when it's dark, they go to school all day, and now I'm asking, they show up to the field dressed like gladiators, ready to block and tackle and run and stretch and crawl and everything else that they need to do at high speeds in what, for most of them, is probably going to be the most physical activity that they've ever performed in some of their lives. That's mental toughness. That's discipline. Check. They need it. Without it, they go nowhere. They're stopped in their tracks at the end of the conversation. Now, here comes the motivation. Yes, you need the discipline, but we want to get them to the next level, right? We want them to level up. I want you to understand something. When you're a football coach or a football player, and I'm sure this is for other sports as well. I played baseball back in the day when I had knees and hair. I was a state championship powerlifter. Game day is special. You go to bed the night before dreaming about it like it's Christmas Eve. You wake up springing out of bed. For these guys to get to wear their jersey to school so that everyone can see that they're a part of this elite team and what they're representing. There's electricity in the air. Can you feel that? Now, pregame warm-ups, and the opposing team rolls in, two school buses deep. Their cleats hit our ground. They walk onto our field and warm up in our end zone. They better take that bus back and go to wherever they came from before we send them back on that bus to wherever they came from. This is our house. It's our home. We put in the hard work right here where we stand. This is where we sweat. This is where some of the kids have bled. This is where they cry. This is where they fail forward. We've been running hills. We've been sweating our faces off. We've been tearing each other apart for this moment right now. And the parents, the girlfriends, the friends, the community, family are here to watch to see what all the hard work is going to do. And this other team just thinks they're just going to come in here and take it from us. Our hard work, our dedication, our dignity is on the line. Not today. You feel that? I'm serious. Do you feel that? Is your blood like starting to pump? Or you're like, yeah, I want to strap on a helmet. You breathing a little harder? Because I am. Is the hair standing up on the back of your neck? How do you think the players feel? They're the ones actually doing it. They just needed to be reminded why they put all that hard work in. That. You feel that? That is motivation. Now, my already disciplined team is so hyped. They're ready to be able to utilize that discipline and get to another level with their adrenaline. This emotionally charged squad is so motivated. By the time the whistle blows for kickoff, these guys turn into gladiators. They're going to be ready to run through flaming barbed wire brick walls if they need to. That is when we cut the dogs loose, and you don't want to be wearing the other color jersey. That's it. Muhammad Ali said, what's the point of insulting each other? Madison Square Garden is sold out. That's why. Motivation's about energy. Motivation inspires action, and action gets things done. If you were looking at the thesaurus, and you were checking out synonyms and type in motivation, you'd see words like spark, galvanize, excite, inspire, arouse, quicken, fire. Who doesn't want some of that? Not you, big fat liar, liar, pants on fire. Yes, you do. We're all inspired by things. We get motivated. Motivation helps us do things. You know, I don't live close to things, but when I'm hungry, I'm inspired. Yeah, let me take a quick 45-minute drive over to the favorite place and grab some sushi because nothing says sushi like an hour-and-a-half round trip, right? I'm motivated by food. That's how you train animals. From dogs to dolphins, they're motivated to represent and respond to the treat that they're going to receive, right? The trainer didn't discipline the dolphin. The trainer fed that dolphin. The dolphin learned when it gets rewarded for doing what the trainer wanted, and it's motivated to act in a certain way. Why did people buy tickets to see Muhammad Ali fight in the 60s or the 70s? They wanted to see him get his mouth shut or talk that jive when he didn't. Well, we love Conor McGregor. They want to be part of it. Look, you got some guy, right? How about this? You got some girl. You got a girl floating with a guy. Well, now the guy is motivated to ask the girl out. he's motivated to hit her up in her DMs or a snap. He's actually, you know, when he's allowed to, not in a timeout, he's going to drive to pick her up, maybe bring her somewhere in a day, possibly even stop somewhere along the way to purchase her flowers or a gift. Does the guy have discipline? That kid has zero discipline. He skipped out on two college classes, put beer and ramen noodles on his credit card, and he texted the whole way while driving to her house. Not a model citizen, but he's making moves. He's motivated, playa. You get a great movie trailer. It motivates people to buy the ticket online. Maybe when they're allowed to leave their home and go watch it in the theater before it hits Netflix, right? Not all the moviegoers are disciplined. You tell me everybody loves Star Wars and Marvel is like a Marine? No. Matter of fact, they reacted with a lack of discipline. They couldn't even wait a few months. They needed to see it right now. It could be a pack of freaking bozos. Again, friends, Hayford's not tripping, trying to put the bad mouth on discipline. I was raised with it. I'm just trying to get you to stop throwing shade on motivation. Discipline had nothing to do with any of the results I've just showcased, but motivation did. Motivation is important because inspired people get things done. Together, a lot of inspired people will get a lot of things done. So it's okay. Be motivated. Get pumped. Go be inspired. Stand and cheer. Run that marathon. Crush your goals. And be thankful at some point that adrenaline will subside so you can actually sleep well tonight and have the energy to do it all over again. That's what I'm talking about. I hope that made sense. I'm sick of these quote-unquote, couldn't see me in my home, air-quoting my fingers, experts. Trashing something that's so important so they could have book sales or more people watch their YouTube channel. Give people what they need, the truth. Give them what they. Let me give you something. I want to give you a little shot of motivation right now. It is May. We're coming up on 2 full months of sitting around. And I want to remind you of something. And this is today's thought of the day, actually, from my second number one book, 365 Days of Encouraging You to Attack Life. This is so simple, so elementary. But let me give you some motivation. It reads as such. You are the lawnmower and everything else is the grass. Time to mow. Time to mow. That's what I'm talking about. Bruce Lee had a saying. He says, when you are locked in the room with your enemies, don't think, oh, no, I'm locked in the room with them. Say, they are locked in the room with me. Don't forget that you're in more control than you think. And I'm not talking about controlling the things you can't control. I'm talking about the things that you can. I'm not talking about focusing on the things that you don't want. I'm talking about focusing on the things that you do. See, we got one shot. We don't get more time. Stop playing safe. Stop sitting back. Stop wishing and start working. Put in the time, whatever it is. You owe it to yourself. Your future self will thank you. Guess what? 5 years from now is coming regardless. How's it going to look like for you when it gets here? 6 months is coming here regardless. How's that going to look like? The end of this timeout is going to happen. How are you rolling out of your pad when it does? I want you to rise up. I want you to get up. I want you to roll up your sleeves. I want you to not forget how special you are. I want you to actually take a stand and to do something that's going to be good and something that's going to benefit you and the people you care about. I want you to light up the darkness. I want you to lift up others. That's what this is about. That's what this show is about. That's what those books are about. This is the mindset that we need to start to capture and hold and live by. I want to influence you to be an influencer because you are that special. You can be that powerful and you matter. Guard your mind. Guard your heart. It's important. We need it more than ever in these times. And it takes just one to start a revolution for better or for worse. I believe in you. If you're still listening to this, you're a winner. And I want to remind you, continue to connect with me on your social media. Next time we come together, you see my big fat face and be a part of it because it's interactive tonight on Facebook and Insta Live. Make your presence known. And every day we got a podcast. And we got a third book coming out that's going to light up the freaking darkness. Because that's what we do. I'm landing a plane, baby. This is the end of the Get Up Power Hour. And I hope it served you well, man. Every single Thursday, 1 to 2 p.m., right here on 1520 WCHE, the Get Up Power Hour. I'm always in your corner. Mark Hayford.